Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you crying. You're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
And we are live. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. And again, Barb Perry, my producer and musical genius, has taken me back in time to college. I was in a kick-ass rock band in college. And we had a horn section, no less. We did Earth, Wind, and Fire. We did amazing tunes. And that one we opened the show with. I'll tell you what, it was pretty amazing. So welcome, everybody. Hope you've had a great week. I've had a great week. I'm a little sleepy today. So if I sound a little spacey, it's because I didn't get enough shut-eye this weekend. So today we're going to be talking about belief systems again. We covered belief systems, started talking about patterns, etc. last week, and we're going to do part two of the same subject because there's just too darn much to talk about. So, really want to invite y'all to call in if you have any situations going on in your life that seem like a pattern to you, or you're in any kind of situation that you want any advice on at all. Any questions, give us a holler. The phone number is 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. We'll be going to the phone lines here in a little bit. Just want to do a little business stuff first. On Facebook, on my fan page, I'm running an April special for my fans because I'm just digging it. It's so much fun to hear from you people, and I love the feedback I'm getting on the show, and I just love having that connection. If you want to get on the fan page, michellemorgan.org, Michelle with one L, morgan.org. On the links box on any page, you can just click right on the Facebook link, and it'll take you straight in, and you can get on there and become a fan. And for those of you who already are fans or who are going to become fans after this announcement, if you get on the fan page and you click on the boxes tab at the top of the page, it'll take you into a little thing. I'm so bad with the whole cyber technology lingo. Anyway, go in there and find the April special headline and click on that, and you'll find out what the special of April is for my fans. Get a little break on the price of some of my services. So would love to connect with you. So let's just dive on in. I think that's all I had to say business-wise. Patterns. We are nothing but creatures of pattern. That's part of the survival instinct. We need to manifest a reality that we understand, that we can identify with, that is familiar. That's how we know we're safe. So patterns are started really between birth and 2 years of age. That's when the belief systems that create patterns are rooted in the psyche. And they're literally a neurological situation. It's a neuropathway in the brain, which is a little electrical system in the brain. Birth to 2 years of age, which is, you know, pretty amazing when you think about it. We're all schlepping around with a very, very ancient perspective on the world. And in fact, we do, speaking of ancient, we do come in to any given lifetime with karmic beliefs and past life stuff too. So here's what happens with the patterns. And when I talk about patterns, I'm talking, I refer to patterns as a functional system created from a from belief, identity, and habitual behaviors. So there's a structure in the brain where we take in information and we make meaning out of it. And the structure in the brain is called logic levels. And there's five logic levels. And if you think in terms of a ladder, literally, the lowest rung of that ladder is behavior. And that's those are action-oriented things. That's where you, you know, go to a class and you or you go to a counselor and you're told, well, if you want to break this pattern, then you need to do this other thing, do something different. And so a behavioral change is very powerful. You can actually change some of your habits behaviorally and actually create a new neural pathway. You know that old saying, it takes 21 days to create a new habit? And so the actual act of doing something new, let's say you chew your fingernails. Since Barb took me back in time, I went back even farther to when I was in junior high. And my grandmother, I used to chew my nails really bad. So my grandma told me that she would pay me $10 a nail if I didn't chew my fingernails. I know, it was amazing. And you better believe I got $100. Yeah, I was a good girl. So, but here's what's interesting about that. I had to really work at not chewing my nails. And so the new behavior was every time I went to bite my nails, I stopped myself and I thought about that money and that stopped me. So that's a behavioral change. And 21 days of doing the new behavior, you're going to actually create a new neural pathway. You will literally create a new little electrical system in the brain that will have its own little chemical cocktail. We talked about that last week. That'll fire off in the new way, which is really cool. But here's the challenge with just doing behavioral changes. You are going to create that new neural pathway, but you've got an old neural pathway. And the old ones are typically a whole lot older than 21 days. So if you don't unhook that old neural pathway and all you do is create the new one, eventually your mind is going to choose that old one because it's more familiar. So that's the problem with doing things behaviorally. And we see this all the time with, and we talked about this last week as well, all the time with the new age stuff like The Secret. Ask, believe, receive. All you have to do is think positively and visualize, etc., and then you're going to manifest this new reality, which it does work. Don't get me wrong. Super powerful stuff, okay? However, if you don't have an unconscious belief system that supports those behavioral changes, you're only going to be able to do those for so long, and then the old beliefs are going to jump up and sabotage everything, and then you're going to feel like a complete failure, which is a huge phenomenon. It's pretty amazing. The level of failure ideas that our culture's operating off of. And I definitely think that is a product of not only the New Age with its very specific quick fix formulas, but also religion. Because, you know, if you're dealing with a religious programming, Catholicism, Christianity, any of the Judeo-Christian theosophies, you're going to be dealing with this idea of heaven and hell, sin and bliss, etc., and pretty much not being able to, you know, live up to the standards that those constructs place upon us. So behavior is the lowest rung on the logic levels ladder. The next one up above that is capabilities, and this is the knowledge place. This is where you read all the self-help books, you go to all the seminars, you attend the workshops and classes, you listen to shows like mine, and you gather information, and it's great stuff. And you have an awareness. The capability level gives you knowledge and awareness, which is absolutely priceless stuff. However, just having knowledge and awareness alone isn't going to necessarily change anything. For instance, if any of you are familiar with this experience of addicts who will literally say, yeah, I know I have a problem. I know I'm an alcoholic. And they're slamming down their 10th beer. They don't do anything to change it, but they do have the awareness that there is the problem. So capability level is where the knowledge comes in. Very powerful. You're not going to get changes, permanent changes anyway, on that capability level. The next two levels up are the key. The next two levels up are the challenges. Next up is beliefs. And that's how you see the world. Those are cause and effect or global ideas. Meaning, when I try something, I always fail. When I start a project, I never finish it. Those are cause and effect beliefs. And belief systems, again, not kidding you, rooted in the psyche, in the neural pathways between birth and 2 years of age. The one above that, the rung above beliefs, is identity. And this has got a little added kick to it. An identity issue is how you see yourself in relation to the world. So there's a personal connection. Those are, you'll recognize that in any kind of I am statements. I am lazy. I am, you know, successful. I am whatever. The I am statements, those are identity issues. And when I'm talking about statements, I mean, that's typically how you will communicate, or what you'll notice that in other people when they're dealing with an identity situation. So belief and identity are the real kickers. Those are the things that are going to get in the way every time of you manifesting the things that you truly want. And on top of everything, the top rung of that ladder is the spiritual logic level. And this is your connection with God as you experience or define it. So here's what's interesting about that. I want you to think in terms of, let's say you decide you want to do something different. You really want to change something. You want to have a different relationship pattern. We've been talking about relationships a lot in this show, which is amen. I mean, I've been a psychic for a lot of years now, and here's the two subjects that people come to me for usually: love and money. Not necessarily in that order, but most of the time, honestly, in that order: love and money, and then health will come in only if there's a crisis. So love and money are the biggies. So let's use a hypothetical situation, somebody that wants to break their pattern of getting into relationship with the wrong guy or the wrong girl. So you decide you're going to change that. You're going to do some things differently. So you're going to show up in the world a little bit different, and you're going to, you're going to focus on attracting the right kind of person. So you do a lot of things that you learn about you. You're engaging that capability level. You do some visualization stuff. You decide to treat yourself better. You decide to have more self-esteem, more confidence, walk in the world with all of those things, which is fabulous. So you're out there in the world and you're wanting to do that differently. But you got a belief system that says you don't deserve better, or that you are a bad person, or that you're worthless, or whatever the belief is that was programmed into you between birth and 2 years of age. And then you have an identity issue on top of that that's been completely cultivated through the pattern of wrong relationship, which is, wow, I am a magnet for losers, a total bum magnet. Okay, so there you go. There's your beliefs and your identity issues. You're going to crash into that ceiling, because if you really want to change, you're going to want to shift all the way up to the spiritual level, which is the essence of who we are. And we could argue with that. You know, we could sit here and talk about that till the cows come home. And actually, we already have through the majority of these shows, because that's the point. Living on a Prayer, that's the point. It's about being truly connected spiritually in the world. So if you're wanting to have right relationship, of course there's a spiritual component to that. God is the ultimate dating service. We've discussed that as well. And so to reach the spiritual level on those logic levels with just behavioral changes, you got to climb that ladder. And let me tell you what, kids, you're going to hit belief and you're going to hit identity and you're going to stop right there. In fact, you're not just going to stop. You're going to get knocked back and tumble back down into behaviors and then feel pretty lousy about yourself. You'll notice this. I'm going to go back to what we talked about last week, dealing with addiction. There's a really interesting, addicts will typically trade one drug for the other when they're in a behavior mode of wanting to change. When maybe they have a scare, maybe they get a DUI, or maybe, you know, somebody that they love says to them, look, you know, you get sober or else I walk. And so they'll stop using for a while, perhaps, and that's a behavioral change, which is important. Don't get me wrong. You got to stop using. But you have to heal the belief systems that created the addiction in the first place. When an addict doesn't do that, they will stop the use for a period of time. And then they'll start negotiating with themselves. They'll start figuring out, they'll switch from hard liquor to beer, for instance, or they'll switch from hard liquor to wine. And they will still maintain the addiction, but it'll look different. And they'll truly believe that they've done it differently. It is a behavioral change. Or they'll simply, you know, stop drinking during the week and drink on the weekends instead. And then they can tell themselves, well, that's different. And it looks different to the outside world as well. So that can be a little bit confusing sometimes. Also can see this in, that bad, you know, dating the wrong people thing. Women do this notoriously. They date bad guys. They go after the bad guys, which is a total polarity thing. They're seeing a form of what appears to be masculine in those bad boys. And they'll do that for a while. They'll date these wrong guys, and then they'll get really clear through capability, through knowledge, reading articles, talking to counselors, whatever, and they'll decide that they're going to change the behavior. They're not going to go after the bad boys anymore. They're not going to be drawn to the, you know, tattooed, body-pierced biker at the end of the bar. They're going to go for the nice guy. So they go for the nice guy. And what happens then? Well, they start to want to control him. They start to want to make him be a certain way. And then they get tired of the nice guy because the nice guy isn't strong enough for them. The nice guy's not more of a man than they are. And so they'll switch back to the bad boys. They think they've broken their pattern when they date the nice guy. All they've done is just switch from one end of the pendulum swing to the other. But both of those things, and we've talked about this at length in past shows with the polarity stuff, bad boys versus nice guys, that's the spectrum of the shadow that women will attract when they are not in their core. So if a woman is not out in the world in her core, especially in the dating scene, if she's not really coming from true feminine, Barb, we talked about this with you last time, didn't we, darling girl? You can't hear her because she's got her mic off, but she's over there giggling very self-consciously because I'm calling her on the spot again. The bad boy and the nice guy thing, those are the two opposite ends of the spectrum for the shadow that we will attract when we are not in our core as women. So it can look like we're changing patterns because we're changing things habitually, but all you're doing is trading one thing for the next. To change a pattern, you have to understand the ecology of that pattern, meaning you got to understand everything that makes the pattern up. You have to understand the beliefs that are behind the pattern, the identity issues behind the pattern, and the behavioral issues that are behind the pattern so that you can change all of those things. You have to heal the underlying emotional issues that created the pattern. So there's a little food for thought for you. We're going to take a short break. Phone lines, 877-230-3062. Would love to hear from you. Would love to chat with you if anybody's got a pattern they want to talk about. And we will come right back. This is Living on a Prayer. I'm Michelle Morgan.
With your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Got a question for Michelle? Give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
And now, the part of the brain performed by the brain.
Yes. Neocortex, frontal lobe.
Brainstem!
Hippocampus, neural node, right hemisphere. Pons and cortex visual.
Brainstem!
Sylvian Fisher, pineal, left hemisphere. Cerebellum, left. Cerebellum, right. Synapse, hypothalamus, striatumed and right.
My goodness. We're back. This is Michelle Morgan and Living on a Prayer. Barb, turn your microphone on, girl. Where did you find that?
YouTube.
Oh my God. That needs to be like the theme song here for the whole brain thing. I love that brainstem
thing. That was awesome, huh?
That was awesome. Oh my God.
I'm glad you
so
liked it.
Awesome. You rock. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. And you know, I'm tired enough that now I'm completely distracted. All right. We are going to the phone lines. We have Lori from Virginia. Lori, are you there?
I am. Thanks for taking the call, Michelle.
You're welcome, honey girl. What's going on?
Well, in line with what you were saying today, I have an interview on Thursday.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to get the job. I don't know why. I just feel
okay.
It's time for a change. And I want to break the pattern. I've had some rough jobs before this. Mm. And one, I hope maybe if you can sense that, yes, I will. And two, yes, I will be able to obtain this job. And two, will it be something more positive? I don't know how to, I seem to be going from just some, several negative experiences. I just wanted to stop.
So I am going to definitely do a little reading for you, but I want to talk about, because this is great. I mean, you know, I was talking about the pattern thing from an addiction standpoint in relationship, but patterns are patterns. We see them everywhere.
Right.
We set ourselves up. We manifest a reality that supports our belief systems, flat out. So do you mind if I ask you some questions and explore this a little bit?
Not at all.
Cool beans. First of all, what are you astrologically? What's your sign?
Oh, I'm March. I'm Pisces.
You're a Pisces girl. Well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
All right. So tell me a little bit about the past jobs that you've had, just nutshell them for me. Like what's been the negativity factor? How has that expressed itself?
People that, because if I don't think the way they do, they're highly critical, micromanage.
Okay.
I feel like I'm very, very bright and I don't need to be micromanaged at this stage.
Okay.
And very challenging personalities.
Okay.
And you would think that if someone's loyal, dedicated, they want you there.
You would think, wouldn't you?
You would think, right.
Boy, that's kind of rare, though. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Yeah, no kidding. So, okay. So, and would you say that that's been systematic in all of those jobs, is that you've been micromanaged and had people kind of looking down your, breathing down your neck?
A bit. If I know too much in one job, they won't pick on that part. Like, they won't pick on the work. They'll pick on, you were late or you did this or you acted this way.
Okay.
If, you know, or some jobs have been, you CC'd the wrong person and I would be written up.
Wow. Okay. Yikes.
So it's just, I'm tired.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. So tell me a little bit, my sense is that there... What was going on for you growing up, because that's where patterns get created, where you got shut down, and it might not have even been supremely strong. It might have been more subtle, but it feels to me like there was a an influence around you that shut you down, kind of didn't want you to be as big and as bright as you really were. Does that make any sense to you?
It could. I was the youngest in the family.
Okay.
So
do you have an older sister?
Two of them.
A little competition with one of them?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. All right.
That's true.
Is it the middle sister?
It was the middle. Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I'm getting about that. I'm getting two things. I'm getting that you definitely are carrying a pattern from the feminine side. And there was a little bit of stuff from your mom. Feels like a little bit of, I feel like your mom, had some regrets in her life, didn't necessarily do the things that she really wanted to do, maybe didn't feel like she could. And your mom feels like just a sweetheart in a lot of ways, but I feel like there was a real strong, message that you got kind of, passive aggressive almost at times.
Right.
About, you know, almost, this may be simplifying it a little bit too much, but it feels to me like it was that kind of old fashioned message of, well, you know, as a woman, you know, you're really not going to be able to achieve everything you want to achieve because we kind of have to play these certain roles. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
So
sacrifices that you have, she had to make sacrifices.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, kiddo, I know you've probably heard me say this before, but Pisceans are notorious for self-sacrifice. They will absolutely put everybody else on the top of the food chain. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right.
All the time.
Yeah. All right. So there's, your pattern right there. There's your pattern. So kiddo, what are you going to set yourself up for? If you're looking at the world with this idea that you have to sacrifice yourself, especially as a feminine, you're not going to be able to, you know, really create the life that you're capable of or that you want to, and you've got the competitive edge from the middle sister. What reality are you going to set yourself up for? What's going to happen when you get in a business situation, especially when you got women bosses? What's going to happen?
It actually falls apart.
How so?
I feel sometimes they compete with me. They sense that, oh, you think you're so smart? We'll see.
Does that make sense to you, kiddo? That's the pattern. There's your belief system, bigger than life. That's the funhouse freaking mirror right there.
Oh,
it's all just blown up, bigger than, you know, totally out of proportion, so you can see it. Isn't that amazing?
That is. I didn't think of it that way, honestly.
I know. It's okay. Well, honey, of course not. When believe me, when you're up to your eyeballs in your belief system, you can't see it because you can't step outside of it. And that's another reason why I will harp on this endlessly to people. You cannot change your belief systems by yourself. You can change some habits and you can literally shift some of the neural pathways in your brain. No question about it. Yes, you can. You can do that stuff with self-help. Absolutely. But these deep-rooted ones, these things that you're walking around in the world, the lenses that you've seen your whole life through, those you can't change on your own, honey, because you're seeing through them. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so I want you to take a second here. I want you to take a really quick little moment, and I want you to thank yourself, all your parts, all the parts in the psyche. We haven't talked about parts yet. We're going to get to those at some point, either today or another show. But just trust me on this. You got a whole bunch of little people floating around in your psyche doing this job for you. I want you to thank everybody, and I want you to really give yourself some kudos for how powerful you are. Look at the reality you're manifesting. You're drawing to you this specific belief system, and it's bigger than life. That's power. We can judge it as negative all we want. I want you to step back from the negativity of it and just look at it as power. You've manifested an extraordinary reality that supports your belief systems, and it's consistent, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
Cool.
It is.
So right now, I'm going to hear it. Pat yourself on the back.
Okay.
Do it. I can't hear it.
I'm patting.
Good girl.
I'm patting.
All right. Good girl. So now let's take a look at what potentially is going to come for you. So you had the job interview, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going in for like a second interview?
This will be the final interview.
Oh, this is the final one. Okay.
They interviewed me 5 to 6 months ago, and then they called me out of the blue. They're like, we need someone right away.
Okay.
And I happened to send an article and said, oh, you here, look what's coming up on the pike. And then all of a sudden I got a call.
Okay. All right. So I would be very surprised if you did not get this job. It feels to me like you're going to get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right off the top here, you haven't shifted your belief system. So this job is going to have elements of that exact same thing. You just need to know that. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Flat out.
Okay.
Now, It doesn't look terrible. You're not like going to step into something that you absolutely hate. However, I'm going to tell you flat out, I think that you need to look at this like an interim step, like maybe a 2 to 3 year stepping stone here. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
How old are you?
Oh, 41.
Okay. I know, isn't it? It gets crazy, doesn't it? Believe me.
I don't feel that old.
No, I know. It gets worse. Trust me. I'm how old? Oh, my goodness. So you've got probably 2 to 3 years potentially here. Now, what you got to understand about the timeline thing is that that can change. I mean, you could be there for 6 weeks and do some work and change the belief systems and decide you're going to find something completely different. But let's set that aside. And okay. Let's say this gig, again, I would be surprised if you don't get it. I think they're very impressed with you. I think that they're in a position to make this happen. They're kind of funny. The company feels to me like they've gone through a lot of changes in the last year or two. Is that true? Do you know?
I think so. Yeah, someone just left. So okay. I figured
Right. Yeah.
They're a little up in the air.
Definitely. Lots of upheaval, lots of transition. So that's actually going to work in your favor because it feels to me like you're going to step in there and you're going to have a little bit of a hand in setting up or creating the position that you're stepping into. Now, that's you got to understand something here. I'm going to give you some behavior changes and you've been listening to me talk here, so behavioral changes will only go so far. You've got belief systems, kiddo, that have to be healed. Period. But belief system wise, here's what I want you to do. I want you to step into this job and I do not want you to internally or externally apologize for your power. Hide your light under a bushel. hold yourself back in any way, shape, or form, because part of the challenge here, and tell me if I'm wrong, but part of this is you anticipate trouble. You anticipate that people are going to judge you, that they're going to come down on you, that they're going to compete with you. So you fear your own brilliance. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fear. Yes. All right. A big fear.
Okay. Yeah. So do you remember the movie Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember that adorable little kid that was in there?
Yeah,
Jonathan
I do.
Lipnicki. Okay. So he's in the back seat of the car and they're driving to the airport and he's back there rambling off all these facts and he says, dogs and bees can smell fear. Remember that? Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Dogs and bees and shadow masculine women can smell fear. Okay. So the people that you're working for, particularly the women who are above you, they're going to smell your fear. It's animal instinct, kiddo. I am not exaggerating. And what they'll do is they'll try to peck apart the weaker hen. That's how it works. So don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. March in there. And so here's the thing. You're not going to go in there with guns blazing. You're just going to go in there confident. You're going to go in there and own the fact that you're bright. You can articulate that to me. You know, you, on some level, you own your own brilliance, but you're not putting your brilliance out there in a confident way. Okay.
Right.
So I want you to really work on that. And I'm going to give you some little tips that you're going to need in order to do that. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the whole angelic thing, but I can't emphasize more how powerful they are. I want you to literally have a posse of angels around you. I want you to have, and you can picture them however you want to picture them. They can be these great big burly bodyguard type dudes. Just always see them with the wings. I just think that's a whole lot more fun. But anyway, put the angels around you so that you feel protected. Okay, and I want you to literally see them flanking you, kind of in like a half moon shape, you know, from your left side to your right side and all, and they got your back big time, so that you can present yourself into the world with a little more confidence, and I want you to really work on that, and then you've got to recognize that you've got belief systems that are gonna get in your way, flat out, so I'm gonna invite you to do some work around that, and you've got to do something that is NLP-based, or a modality like, at least to me, NLP is the most powerful. Anything that's NLP based is going to actually get in there and restructure those neural pathways. EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, is also powerful as well. I think you're going to still want to go for an NLP process. But anyway, you're going to want to do some work on those belief systems, because at some point those are going to undermine you. You're going to walk very confidently for a week or two or 2 months or whatever, and then some things are going to get in your way. So just know that. But I'm going to encourage you to try this even as an experiment, because I think it'll be a great opportunity for you to really see yourself a little bit differently in the world than you have in the past. And my sense is you're really ready for that.
Yeah.
I feel like you're really ready to have that kind of confidence. So yeah. I'm also going to give you a little prayer statement, and I'm going to say it a couple times, and then if you don't get it all written down, you can jump on my fan page and get it off there. I walk in the charmed circle of God's love, and I am divinely irresistible to my highest good now. Isn't that delicious?
That's great. I love that.
I walk in the charmed circle of God's love, and I am divinely irresistible to my highest good now. I love that because the imagery on that is brilliant. You know, the
it
circle,
really
you walk
is.
In that circle and you're kind of untouchable. So, and the other thing that I want to emphasize here is not to put your confidence out there as a defense. Put your confidence comes from inside out, not outside in.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you're not creating a shield around you, babe. You're creating a vibration around you. You're creating an energy that other people can feel and they'll soften and it'll inspire them to step in the world in that way as well for themselves. So there's a pretty cool opportunity here. You come up as the high priestess, for crying out loud. That's like the most powerful woman in the deck. So, you know, own it. Are there more men at this gig than you're used to?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's going to help. That's going to help.
Yeah.
So that's going to help tremendously. So that's where the whole polarity thing comes into play. You're going to want to be powerful and really strong, but in your feminine. Remember that the feminine invites. She does not demand. She doesn't tell people what to do. She invites. And it's very, very effective and it's very powerful. And, you know, I can feel some feathers ruffling out there when I talk about that, and that's okay. The feminine invitation, she is the muse. She is the one that inspires people to be their highest and best. And if you inspire these men by being very strong in your own power so that you don't need to prove yourself, they're going to protect you. They're going to provide for you, meaning they're going to make you energetically feel safe to be powerful, and they're going to provide you with the space and the opportunity to be powerful. And that's really amazing. That's a really amazing thing. So this looks good, kiddo. And let me tell you one other thing.
Uh-huh.
If for some weird reason you don't get this job, you got something coming here literally in the next 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, this is up very, very fast. So just trust the process here. Be willing to say to God, you know, your will, not mine. This or something better. And see what comes down the pike. But yeah, this is going to happen relatively quickly. So.
Oh, good. I just want to be able to walk away from my current job and start, not for them to throw me out the door. I just want to walk away and forget it and start over.
You bet. I would also tell you to do some forgiveness work around all of your past pattern. You know, be willing to let go of that, because if you're walking around, you know, carrying any of that, that's not going to help you either. So that's not going to help you either. So I would do, there's a great little prayer, where you can actually say the person's name, say the business's name, or you can just in your mind lump every job you've ever had in with this and just think about this place and say, I fully and freely release you. I loose you and let you go. All that has happened between us is released now and forever.
Okay, that's
okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I wrote all these down. This is
good.
Excellent.
Yeah, this is good stuff. And I think you're going to be amazed at what happens. I really do. I think you're going to be amazed. But I will absolutely tell you, this is not the be-all, end-all of your career path. I think there's going to be some things that open. I know there's going to be some things that open up in the next couple of years that are going to take you in a different direction, and you're going to be much, much happier. But you are going to have to heal that idea that you're carrying from your sweet little mom and your sweet sister, you know, about holding back your power, kiddo, because that's the reality you're creating. You are manifesting an external reality that at the end of the day, your parts can say, see, we told you so. We told you can't be powerful.
Right.
That's,
exactly.
Yeah, you bet.
Exactly.
And you deserve.
I want us not to stop.
Oh, absolutely, girl. You deserve better than that. So, okay.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. This is brilliant. Thank you.
Lori, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. And I want to hear back from you in a few weeks. Let me know what happens with this job thing. Even if you just shoot me a quick email, I would love to know. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you. I will.
All right, sweet pea. Take
care. I will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. All right, everybody listening, we're sending angels. We're sending angels to Lori that she nails this gig or something better, and that it's just such a change for her. I'm really excited to hear what happens. We're going to take a short break. And we're going to come back and keep on playing. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Stick around.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
The tunnels of the one and the nine, and the clock says that I'm half fast losing my mind. Through the tick-tock tick, I can hear the faucet drip. When the neighbors brawl, I can hear them through the wall, but I'm waiting.
And we are back. Oh, Barb, that was a good one. That was a good one. And folks, if you could only see her dancing in the studio, it's absolutely delicious.
It was a good one. That's that good one. Till You Come to Me, Spencer Day.
Nice song. Mm-hmm. I love the whole losing the mind thing, since we are talking about the mind. Yes, Barb does manage to always bring the songs, as weird as some of them are, back to the subject. I love her for that. Little bit of business here. You can get to the archives of this show on my website, michellemorgan.org, Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. And on the media page, there is a place that you can click on, and it'll take you to something called Feedburner, and you can get the downloads, listen to the archives on there. Right now, and Cameron is going to forgive me for not getting the descriptions of all the shows to him yet. I'm going to be getting those on there, so right now it's hard to tell what each show's about, but I will make sure that that gets taken care of soon. Hopefully this week, and then you'll be able to pick and choose and tell what show is about what. You can also go to iTunes, click on iTunes to subscribe to the show, and you can rate the show on iTunes as well. You can do that off the host page on Contact Talk Radio, contacttalkradio.com. Click on the iTunes thingy on the right side, and it'll take you in. So, another thing that I wanted to say is I will also be posting some classes coming up. I'm going to be teaching a ton of stuff coming up here. The prayer series is mind-blowing. I am, oh man, do I love teaching that. And the people that have been taking it are just really having some amazing experiences. So I'm going to be teaching a couple more rounds of that coming up. And also my class called Can You Believe It, which is pretty much everything we've been talking about in the last number of shows. And there's some real interactive things in that class. I actually do a live NLP demonstration, which is really fun. So anyway, I'm going to be running that class coming up a couple of times in the next month, and I will have information on my fan page on Facebook as well as up on the website. So we are going to go to the phone lines, and we believe we have Judy in New York.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you, Judy?
I'm wonderful. And you?
I'm fab.
Good.
So what's your question, darling?
My question is, what if anything you see me doing for income coming up this year? Do you see anything specific, anything?
So are you doing anything now?
No.
Okay. So have you been listening to the show today?
Yep.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about any kind of pattern you got going on there, because this is interesting stuff. So tell me about your job history.
My job history is about every 15, 16 months I change it.
Okay.
Because I'm not satisfied. I'm not happy. Okay. My last job, I actually voiced I wasn't happy, so they found someone else to replace me.
Ah, okay.
So I'm not working. I haven't been working since last June.
Okay. I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead.
I really haven't tried very hard to get a job because I don't want to get back in the same routine.
Yeah, you bet. And so we're talking a pattern here, aren't we?
Right.
Yeah, you betcha. And here's the thing, everybody listening, patterns are not a character defect, okay? They're how we create our reality, period. That is what the human animal does. So what's fascinating about it is to take a look at all of the components of a pattern and then get in there and clean some stuff up. So, Judy, what is your sun sign? What are you astrologically?
Taurus.
A Taurus girl. That's really interesting because Taurians typically don't like change. So
yeah.
you probably got some good old Gemini or Sagittarius in you that's like, oh, okay, I'm just done with this.
Yeah.
Get me the hell out of here.
I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, I don't like it anymore. I'm bored. So, okay, so let's talk for a second about what's the dissatisfaction. Typically, what happens for you that you become dissatisfied with a job?
It's boring.
Yeah.
It's dull.
Okay.
It doesn't change.
Okay. So it's.
I've had typically good jobs, meaning good benefits.
Sure. Okay. So there's a part of you that's going after safety. Is that fair?
Yeah.
You bet. So there's a part of you that's going after safety, and there's a part of you that wants some creative fire, that wants some passion, that wants less of a structured setup. Is that true?
Right. I want to be authentic, too. I want to like what I do.
Yeah, you betcha. So there's part of your challenge right there, is that there's a fear factor involved. There's, you, like I say, you've got, and we haven't talked parts yet. We will be getting to parts, hopefully, the next show. But basically, everybody's multiple personality. We all have these little sub-personalities in our psyche that run the show. And so you've got a part of you that's going to push you to get a job that's good, that pays well, that has great benefits, that has a lot of security, etc. Every single time you're going to have somebody in you that motivates you and drives you to look for that. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, and okay. The part that doesn't want it dragging.
Yeah, well, and then the part that wants the freedom and the creativity and the passion and the authenticity is the one that goes, you know, 18 months in, goes, oh, screw this, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And so the problem is that sets you up for this massive pendulum swing, right? You're creating you're setting yourself up for a job out of security and fear. You're not following your passion. And so then passion has to explode. Joseph Campbell said it best. He said, what we don't choose to experience positively, we will absolutely experience negatively. So your passion self, your feminine heart, your truth and authenticity is dying to be expressed in the world. And that part gets its mouth duct taped and its hand cuffed and it gets thrown in a closet in your psyche when this other part steps up and says, no, we cannot have that. We must have a job that pays the bills and we get good benefits. We have
right,
to be able to go to the dentist.
Vacation, you have sick time,
exactly.
And you have holidays off.
Exactly. And I'm not knocking that. Don't get me wrong. I am not saying that is wrong. I'm just telling you, this is where you're split, and that's why the pattern is set up the way it is. And so here's your opportunity. You get an opportunity to start to imagine, because that's all you can do right now, darling girl. You're going to have to start with imagining that this pattern can be different, okay? Because your parts aren't going to let go of their jobs. You're going to have to do some work, some specific kinds of work in order to change the actual pattern here. But you can start the process by imagining that you don't have to choose between those things. You can have security and you can also have passion and authenticity. And in fact, that's what's called the divine plan. That's what God has for everybody. You know, I love to talk to people who have this idea that they're scared to trust God's plan for them. Because what if, I had one woman actually say this to me one time, what if God's plan for me is to live in a cardboard box on First Avenue? And I told her, well, then you're probably going to get the best dumpster in the city to eat out of. The bottom line is God's plan is not that. God's plan is, you want the secret to the universe? Jude, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Secret to the universe. Here's the divine plan. The divine plan is, in fact, has four cornerstones. Health, wealth, happiness, and perfect self-expression. And I don't mean a little bit of health. I mean perfect health. I mean extravagant abundance, okay? unlimited happiness, and perfect self-expression, the four cornerstones of the divine plan. We, in cahoots with God, get to decide what the expression of that is going to ultimately look like. So I'm going to give you a little prayer statement that I want you to start to work with. Okay, Judy, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There is a divine plan for my life. That divine plan is unfolding for me now. That's real simple. There's a divine plan for my life. That divine plan is unfolding for me now.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm going to give you a second one that I absolutely love. God, show me the divine plan of my life. Draw to me the people and the resources that are part of this plan and unite me with them now. I will repeat that. God, show me the divine plan of my life. Draw to me the people and the resources that are part of this plan and unite me with them now. And if you didn't get all that, you can jump on the fan page this afternoon. I'll have that posted.
Okay.
Those two prayers are super powerful because you need to start to imagine, again, kiddo, you need to start to imagine that you can have it all. And I guarantee you, you got a belief system in the way that's telling you you don't deserve it all. Is that fair?
I don't know about deserve.
Okay.
I just don't think it's out there.
Well, there you go. So I want you to start to imagine that it is. Because
okay.
if you're saying it's not out there, you've basically just shut the bank vault door in God's face.
Well, yeah, I just don't know where to look.
Well, let God guide you, honestly. That's the cool thing, babe. You don't have to figure it out. If you start affirming that there is a divine plan, but you got to start there. You have to imagine that there is one, first of all, okay? And you got to imagine that it includes everything that you want. Then you start asking for the guidance, and then you start following that guidance. It's a process here. This isn't going to happen overnight. But here's the good news. You know what your pattern is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I already know my problem.
Yeah, you know the steady. you got a steady pattern here. So guess what? You're going to get another job. You're going to get another gig. It's going to be exactly the same as everything you've ever done if you don't start to shift the energy around this.
Right.
Okay. So if you want an answer to your specific question, what are you going to be doing for, money? Honestly, I can't tell you because that's 100% up to you. Does that make sense? I mean, there's no, we could talk about that until the cows come home and you can pretty much choose anything that you want. And that's not the point. The point is you get to elevate yourself here. You get a chance to change the pattern, start to change the pattern by imagining that you can have something different. And you got the tower, which is the card of radical change, followed by the card that's titled change in this deck. And then that was preceded by success.
Oh.
So that's pretty interesting information here. So you got a chance to shift this. My sense is you will have a job in the works probably in the next, I'm getting by the end of April.
I've been told by another psychic April is a big month. No,
okay.
They didn't tell me what the big thing's going
to
be. But.
Well, so you get a chance to determine the landscape a little bit here. Okay?
Okay.
So I would really encourage you to do that prayer work, ask for guidance and see what happens and start to imagine that you can have it all because that's the basis of your pattern. Okay.
Thanks, Michelle.
All right, sugar. Good luck. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye, Judy. Cool beans. Great, great questions. Great calls. Thanks a lot, Lori and Judy. Appreciate it. That was tons of fun. So a little bit more about patterns today and habits, etc. We're going to be continuing to talk about this stuff because I'll tell you what, kids, we got shows worth of this, believe me. So I want to invite everybody to get on my fan page. You can go to michellemorgan.org and click on the link in the links box and it'll take you straight in. Get signed on there and check out that April special for my fans only. It's Michelle with one L. Thank you, Barb. Yes, Michelle with one L. I know. I figure every Michelle spells her name with one L. So there we go. Because I'm a Sagittarius. So anyway, jump on there and take advantage of that. Check out the archives of the other shows. If you've got questions about the polarity stuff or any of the other things we've been talking about, you can go back and listen to those and get caught up on your education. So we're going to be back next week, same time, same station. Barb, thank you so much for the absolutely awesome music. As usual, you rock the Casbah, darling. And I'm looking forward to talking to y'all next week. I hope you have a great week. This is Michelle Morgan. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.